Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm thrilled, absolutely jazzed to be with you today. We've got a number of different things we're launching, and many of you have been waiting for us to launch our Green Christmas Challenge, and we will be doing that next week. I just want to make you aware that there's something exciting and fun that we are doing here at the Dr. Pat Show to change behavior and action, and you are part of it. Part of the conversation as well is with my guest today. Many of you have heard of his work and, of course, his book, Sanctuary. I'm thrilled to have with us today Stephen Lewis. He is a co-author of the book Sanctuary and the developer of the AIM program of energetic balancing. Now, I know that many of you know of his book, Natural Cures, or you've seen him endorsed by Dr. Wayne Dyer and several other celebrities, including Linda Gray, Burt Bacharach, and Courtney Cox. And the question is, why are people endorsing him? Well, before we answer that question, I think it's important to understand revolutionary breakthrough work that he is doing and that he is sharing with so many people so that we can bring our lives into that place of thriving, that place that each and every one of us deserves to be. And it's been a while since I've had the pleasure of talking with him, and I am thrilled to have him on the show. Thank you so much, Stephen, for joining us today, and boy, do we have lots to talk about.
Well, it's my honor to be on your show, Dr. Pat.
Well, you know, this has been a conversation that I've had now on air with many people about healing, about how each and every one of us can understand energy, and as you talk about, energetic balancing. And so let's start right at the top to talk about what is AIM and energetic balancing.
Well, sure. It very simply is this. It's a spiritual technology that is designed to and does help you heal yourself. Now, healing can only be done by you. No one can heal you. You must heal yourself. But there is help from many, many sources, and I'm sure you're aware of that. We help you with a holographic technology. We help you remove imbalances from your consciousness. Once something doesn't exist in your consciousness, it cannot sustain itself in your body because consciousness creates the material world. You can heal anything. We can help you.
You know, Stephen, it's been a conversation that many people are having, and the conversation is around healing and looking at the healing power within. People are a little bit confused, a little frustrated, not only with what's going on in their lives, but also what really is illness. And does what the traditional conventional methods of healing, so to speak, really work? I think people are starting to question this at numbers beyond our even imagination. Is that because we are going back to, following intuitively what we know inside?
Precisely, Dr. Pat. Nothing happens unless it's ready to happen. There are no random, really random events. It's perceived now by more and more all the time that we need to remember how to heal ourselves. That means the need for it is there more so than it ever has been in any of our memory. And public responds to that. And your audience and my audience respond to that. Maybe they can't say exactly why they have to respond to it. But there's a feeling, and it's a very powerful one, and they're following it. And that's, I think we were all seeing this.
You know, Stephen, we look at this idea of energy and frequency, and I got to say that movies like What the Bleep have opened the eyes of many, many people, and there have been other things as well, to energy and vibration and change. And it's not like it's new, but we certainly have gotten away from it. And so we talk about energy and frequencies in particular, and in the same context, we look at the idea of frequencies and the relationship to disease. And I think this is the $64 million question, as most people would say.
Well, dis-ease, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, begins in consciousness. I mean, take it back to the beginning, Pat. May I call you Pat?
Yes, please.
Okay. Everything is energy. Now, that's undisputed. But there's nothing you can say about energy. It doesn't have any properties of its own. Energy is. That's all you can say. It has no shape, no size, no smell, no dimension, nothing. It's consciousness shaping energy that creates the world.
Mm.
Now, this, when you speak of what the bleep, that's expressing it in terms of quantum mechanics. And subtle energy physics is my field. But, you know, this is not the least bit new, because it's a holographic statement. And when Jesus Christ said, what you do in the least of mine, you do to me, that's a holographic statement. When Buddha spoke about being in the oneness, it's the same statement. It's just being expressed mathematically now, which, by the way, is not as good a language as Buddha's or whomever, because no one can speak it. I think the concept is there. That's all that matters. You know, an imagination and understanding the laws of life are far more important than doing the math. I mean, let's look at it.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, let's look at that, because that, you know, what you've said, I think, is really the key and the stumbling block for a lot of people, Stephen.
Well, you know, look, I am decidedly a work in progress. Got a long way to go, and that's true for almost for everyone I know. But I'm a better mathematician probably than Jesus and Buddha rolled up on their best mathematical day. So there you have it. Okay? That means that it's not about the math. It's about consciousness. And consciousness is what you do to create your life, for better or for worse. And if you created something negative, you mentioned disease, anything that's negative, if you create it by shaping energy with your consciousness, you can change your consciousness. And in so doing, you will, in very, very short order, change your material world. I mean, these people, there are so many people, you, me, many others, Michael Beckwith, Wayne Dyer, many of my friends, who are called healers. And it's a misnomer. Healers don't heal you. You heal you. What healers do is change, help you change your consciousness, and then you do the healing. Now, that's diametrically opposed to medicine. Medicine is externally someone does something that hopefully will kill something or remove something or something of that sort. Healing is changing your consciousness. And there's help there. There's help available.
Well, and that's what we're talking about today. I mean, healing is changing consciousness. Then the question is, you know, what are we doing with a billion-dollar pharmaceutical industry? And we can talk about that in some sense, because this is really, you know, this is a story of awakening so that people can understand that there are more alternatives out there than they think. You know, Stephen, have we gotten ourselves into a box, in a sense, of depending upon so much on the outside of us? Have we gotten ourselves in a box to move away from the true power of our inner nature?
It's, to me, it's been our entire way of life, and the fact that it's changing is a major condensate. Because, yes, I was brought up just as you were, Pat.
Yeah.
If something's wrong, go to the person who fixes it, and if he can't fix it, you're in deep whatever. We have, at this point in time, we must learn to heal ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, and we do. And, you know, medicine is there, and it's not either or. It's not necessarily diametrically opposed, because there isn't a physician in the world who doesn't know that his patient's capacity to heal himself, is critically important in the success of his work as a physician. And by the same token, if I went and well, I've done it, broken my leg skiing, I certainly wouldn't have a homeopath said it.
Right.
I've done that. And no, I went and had it set and put the cast and all that. So it's not either or. We just can't disempower ourselves by forgetting that we create our lives. If we create our lives, our material world, whether it's poverty, wealth, illness, well-being, we're responsible for doing so. And if we're responsible for doing so, then we should be incredibly grateful that we can do so.
And understand the power that we have. I mean, gratitude, what you just mentioned, Stephen, is such an important aspect of the conversation. And it seems to be one of the most difficult things to apply, not only from a principle point of view, but from a behavioral point of view, especially in those times when it is most needed, times of trial, times of tribulation. I mean, certainly you have had challenges in your life.
Well, you know, I find it less and less difficult to apply as, you know, I become more and more conscious. And, it's look at me. You know, I'm going to be speaking this week up in Portland. I'll be speaking about a miracle, and the miracle ain't me. I'm an ordinary guy, and I somehow have come to serve a miracle, and I'm very well rewarded for that, and I'm given so much. Gratitude becomes very simple. But it's every moment. It's if you just focus on how much you've been given, then gratitude becomes second nature.
Well, that's what we're talking about here. I want to mention to everyone that my guest today is Stephen Lewis. We're talking about energetic balancing and much more. He is the co-author of the book Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. And in this conversation today, this is an invitation for many of us out there that, you know, are looking at our lives and looking at what we can and cannot do. And, Stephen, I mean, you've been doing this and helping people realize their innate healing potential. And the question, I think, for me is, what do you think it's going to take for people to step into that full power? I want you to hold on to that. We're going to go to a short break in a minute. But the question is, you know, really, if every single one of us has that innate power, to adjust and shift and heal oneself, then why aren't more people using this power? I mean, what is holding us back, Stephen?
All right. What is holding us back, very simply, is we don't believe it. And, you know, because we've been trained not to believe it. But little by little, more and more, the audience is changing dramatically. When I used to speak up in the Bay Area, you know, in San Francisco, I used to say, you know what, you're losing your identity. You used to be the lunatic fringe, and you were pretty happy about that. Then you got a little more respectability, and you became avant-garde, which was very acceptable. You're becoming mainstream, not that you've lost anything.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone is perceiving the same thing. But remember something. It's those who would know, because you cannot convince anyone of this. You know, you can say it, and they don't get it, and that doesn't mean that a month later, a week later, a year later, they won't go, I got it. That happens to me all the time. But you have to let people perceive it for themselves. You and I are very simple people. We're messengers.
Mm-hmm.
As such, you deliver the message and move on. And that's your job, that's my job, that's what we do. And it is not our job to demand people receive the message openly. It's to deliver the message. And that is, there is no limitation to what you can do in your life. And this is not new age, you know, just, you know, pleasantries.
No, it's pretty old school, if you ask me.
Yeah,
I mean, we're going back. We're going back to...
I'm older than I am.
Well, I'll tell you, amen, brother. I'm right there with you. Let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, we'll be back with Stephen Lewis. We're talking about frequencies, we're talking about AIM, energetic balancing, and we're talking about helping everyone out there understand the power that is within and to use it. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. We will be right back for more information about energetic balancing. Go to energeticmatrix.com. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Okay, everyone, listen up. You can do it. You can quit smoking in as little as 30 days with zero smoke. That's right, a new product to help you quit smoking now. And here's the deal. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on gum, patches, or pills. Zero Smoke helps you quit naturally using biomagnets. It works by placing these neat little magnets on either side of your ear. Then science takes over. It's just like acupressure. The urge to smoke goes away. This product has sold like crazy in Europe and has just been introduced in the United States. In fact, Sal the stockbroker is using the product to quit. It's a disgusting habit, and you need to quit today. Now, everybody, go to their website, zerosmoke.org, or call them at 800-577-9933 and take advantage of their risk-free offer. That's right. Just pay shipping, and they will send you this revolutionary product absolutely free. What do you have to lose? It's the summer. You want to feel good, and you want to quit that nasty habit. That's 800-577-9933, or go to the web at zerosmoke.org.
The secret is no longer a secret, but still life's deepest questions remain. How will you answer them? See One, the movie, and join the ultimate conversation at onetheproject.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Experience One, the movie, and find your answers.
Essentia Water, the ultimate drinking water, is free of sugars, artificial sweeteners, and colors. Essentia Water actually does something good for your body. It hydrates your body more efficiently. Its smooth, silky taste provides an abundant supply of active hydrogen and antioxidants to prevent cell damage caused by free radicals. Essentia Water does more than quench your thirst. Available health food and natural food sections of major grocery stores. Essentia Water. Ask for it.
Carol Haywood Bobrowskis is a seer and an author who has been watching evolution in action since her third eye opened wide in 1987. Her observations reveal a very hopeful path for the future of Earth and humanity to evolve to a place where love and peace prevail. You can find out about her book, Passionate Pinky and the Evolutionary Experiment, as well as her fun workshops by calling 425-222-9455 or visit PassionatePinky.com.
Find out how you can change the world with the coffee you drink. Nectar of Life Coffee Company is a kosher, fair trade, and organic certified coffee roaster. They purchase shade-grown organic fair trade coffees from the farmers at a fair price. By choosing to only roast organic fair trade coffee, they're helping the farmers and their consumers live healthier, complete lives. To purchase coffee or to learn more, visit nectaroflife.com or call 509-979-5245.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm here with Stephen Lewis today, co-author of the book Sanctuary, and the developer of the AIM program of energetic balancing. That's what we're talking about today. And we're talking about how we can get back to, as I said, some old school. A lot of people call this new thought, new age. And yet what we're really doing is we're bringing it into what I call the now thought, the now age, which reminds us of the powers we had, ancient healing modalities, and how to bring that current to this day, this time. Stephen is joining me today, lectures all over the world. As a matter of fact, he mentioned he'll be in Portland, as well as traveling to other places. And we're talking about having each of us realize that healing power that we have. And Stephen, I was asking you this question. I mean, if all of us have it, darn, why don't we use it?
We have been trained to be disempowered.
Mm.
It's that simple. And again and again, nothing happens until it's needed, until it's required. Everything's a miracle, but miracles occur when they're needed. The world as it is now requires a miracle, and it's been provided. There are a number of miracles provided, and people are beginning to listen. They didn't earlier because they didn't perceive they needed it. I mean, it's always been there, and it's always been needed, but we're so used to saying, I'll go to him or her and have them take care of it.
All right, and I'll go to him or her and have them figure out what's going on with me. And intuitively, we know what's going on.
Well, yes, we know every single thing about ourselves. In fact, if the hologram is complete, we know everything about everyone. We are connected to each other. We are all connected. We are all empowered. And collectively, we have that empowerment also.
You know, a number of people that have really been able to step up and set themselves apart, and you certainly have done that. And what I mean by that is you've been able to reach out to people and help folks understand that there is this innate power, as well as you working with people. Now, what we've learned, is, especially in the world of energy and frequency, is we don't necessarily have to be in the office with the doctor, so to speak. But that's something we've come to know. I mean, isn't part of what you do, how you help people across the world, you help them from your office, where you know, where your office is in Vegas. And so how are these frequencies, how are thousands of people around the world connected in the energetic balancing through the photographs and the things they send you? How does this connection work?
Well, I said that I use a holographic principle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anything unique to you is your hologram. It contains everything about you energetically, absolutely everything. And it doesn't matter. As long as it's unique to you, it works. It could be a lock of your hair, a drop of blood. And this is not my development, Pat. I mean, this has been done long before me. It can be your photograph because it's unique to you. The DNA is the last thing that matters. The DNA does not come first. I mean, look at people with multiple personalities. Have you read the studies of the work they did with them?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's just remarkable. For example, they were studying one man who was a card-carrying diabetic. And, you know, insulin-dependent diabetic. And he switched into a different personality. And suddenly, he was not diabetic. I don't mean over 120 days or whatever it may be. In an instant, in a heartbeat. He was not diabetic. If the machine broke, it didn't. Because this new personality had no need to create diabetes and was gone that quickly. You even notice their eyes change color. This is all documented stuff, been repeated many, many times. Because we create our world, our lives, with our consciousness. And that is the message. And it's just like, again, go back to true, you know, ascendant masters. When someone says, greater things than these can you do if you have the faith. And every prophet has said the same thing. And now it's being said in the world of quantum mechanics, because quantum mechanics is indistinguishable from the world of spirituality.
You know, Stephen, and there are people out in the world right now that are stepping up to the plate and really looking at this and looking at alternatives to what they know to be, quote, true about disease. And yet you have demonstrated that what we're talking about in terms of AIM and energy, energetic balancing, is very, very powerful. I mean, you also demonstrate this in the work you do with people that have autism, and you've created a free autism program as well. I think that's an important thing to talk about, because autism, as we know, is growing at a rate that is remarkable and unbelievable, and people are just blown away. They don't know what to do.
Well, first of all, what we do, very simply, is I would say, compel you to focus on whatever you need to change in you, because you know what it is. Whatever you need to change, Pat, whatever I need to change, it'd be different. We will select what we need and ignore everything else. And you make the change. We just compel you to focus. You heal yourself. You always have. But traditionally, you had to get unto the mountain or the ocean or the whatever it is. This allows you to have a life while you're doing it, in a manner of speaking, because you have to get rid of these things. You have to feel what you have to feel. No one can feel it for you. It just lets you have a life, have a radio program, have an office, have whatever it is. As far as the autism is concerned, you know, there are people who have contributed a great deal to us, all of us, spiritually. And these people have the right and the power to say, look, if I meet someone who needs this desperately but certainly can't afford it, I'm going to say, put them on the program, please, scholarship. And Wayne Dyer is one of them, and he did it with many people. But one was a little girl who was autistic. He said, Steve, see if you can figure out what frequencies are involved in autism. So I did, and I found several hereditary frequencies that were not in our database and not on AIM. I put them on and just forgot about it. It wasn't in my consciousness. About 6 months later, I got a call from this little girl's parents saying, you know, she's no longer autistic. She just isn't. It's obvious that she's not. I went, oh, that's fantastic. Great. Then the phones began ringing and ringing and ringing. Turned out I had hundreds and hundreds of kids who were autistic on the AIM program. And I didn't know it. It wasn't in my consciousness. And parents were calling saying, my kid's not autistic anymore. It culminated when I was speaking in Melbourne, Australia. I had the mic. I was up there on stage. And a little girl walked up to me and said, can I thank you? Well, I said, sure. Anybody can thank me. You know, I'm not a fool. And I said, but what for? She said, well, I couldn't have thanked you last year. I was autistic. That was it. Eileen, my lady, was just loose, was sobbing. And I was, boom, like that, gulping. And I just said, you know, if I had been blessed with the ability to help these kids with this, then let's just make it free. Any child who has a frequency of autism, there is absolutely no charge. And then the same thing happened with Down syndrome. Parents began calling me and saying, my child doesn't even look like a Down. He's changing his shape. The roundness is going, and on and on and on. I said, all right, include that. That's it. Because you've got to help the kids. That's not a very advanced mathematics. They are the future.
Well, everyone's going to want to know how they can find out more, and we're going to give that information. I want to make sure everyone knows to go to the website and visit www.energeticmatrix.com, or you can call 877-500-3622. That's 877-500-3622, and get some information about the AIM program of energetic balancing and much more. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we're going to be continuing our conversation with Stephen Lewis, and we've just touched the surface, but so many of us are getting treated these days, whether it's a pill, potion, or lotion. We're throwing it on us, and we're saying, okay, let's rise above, and I am cured. We're going to find out from Stephen what the difference is between healing and cured right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Let's go.
Talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again?
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Psst, hey you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue. Plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more. All amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Learn to deliberately design the life you really want. Discover how with the Avatar Course. The first step is free. Call 1-800-270-5111 to learn more. Free Avatar events happen nationwide, and the International Course starts October 27th. Visit avataraloha.com and call 800-270-5111. You can change your life and improve the world.
Karen Ramsey of RamseyInvesting.com has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years. Ramsey Investing provides balanced, smart investment management to a broad range of people through the online web service RamseyInvesting.com. They are fee-only managers who do not sell financial products. They invest your money for you, track it, and make adjustments as needed. You don't have to worry if you're in the right investments or not. That's their job. Visit RamseyInvesting.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to find out more about us and some of the things we're doing, go to my website, www.thedrpatshow.com. Actually, you can get there a couple different ways, thedrpatshow.com. or drpatshow.com, which is simply drpatshow.com. And check it out. We've got lots going on, hundreds of archives that are free to everyone out there, and much more. You'll get to meet our sponsors. We have profile pages on all of our guests, and we are featuring certain conversations and interviews on our featured show page. So there's a lot going on there, as well as letting you know what the week is all about. Sign up for the newsletter. You'll be part of all of the special offers, and you'll get to know firsthand when people like my guest, Stephen Lewis, are coming to your town. And so today's show and conversation is about AIM, energetic balancing, and more importantly, about the healing power that you have. And so before break, Steve and I said, you know, there's this idea, pill, potion, lotion, we're taking them, we're popping them, and we're saying, I'm cured. And the question is, are we treating the illness, the disease, whatever we want to call it, the frequency imbalance, are we treating that, or are we just throwing some, you know, some water on it? I mean, what are we doing? And how can we adjust and truly get at healing?
Well, you know, you must understand the fundamental difference, and I know you do, that
I always like to be reminded, though.
Diagnosing and treating and hopefully curing are done to you by someone. And hopefully a disease will be killed and it'll be gone, or whatever it may be. Or something will be removed, cut out, it'll be gone. That is diagnosing, treating, and hopefully curing. And I'm certainly not here to knock that or to say it's unnecessary. As I said to you, when I broke my leg, I had an MD set it. Who else would I see? But healing is something you do within you. Healing is something you accomplish by virtue of replacing a negative aspect of your consciousness with something positive. You remove something from your consciousness, and then your body will follow suit. Because consciousness creates your physical world. And only you heal yourself. And there's so much help available in the world to help you heal yourself. You know? And in that sense, we are all totally connected. There is no separation.
How did we get to that place? And I know that, you know, I want to talk about how we got to that place by the book, Sanctuary. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about the book. Because I think all of this is really looking at how we can step in to knowing and being part of the healing journey and not looking at it from the outside as if we were watching a movie of someone else's life. Do you know what I'm saying, Stephen?
Oh, I do. Absolutely so.
You know, put the core of it, you know, let's go buy this movie ticket and watch the movie of our lives as if we weren't in it, didn't have control, and were powerless in the outcome.
Well, the first thing, as you just said, Pat, is to recognize that we are empowered. Our lives, we create. And then we must be responsible for that. Because if you don't take responsibility, you are disempowering yourself. And then, of course, be grateful. But the first thing each of us must do is heal ourselves. We must heal ourselves individually. And then, collectively, then we can heal the planet. And, you know, right now, this is a revolution within evolution. Because it's a condensate. That means, very simply, there's a paradigm shift.
Mm-hmm.
And the old way has ceased to function for us. And when that happens, automatically, it generates a new paradigm that will function. Now, the question is this something each of us wants to know? Is this something each of us is capable of accepting? And each of us makes our own decision.
Well, I think there are two different questions there that I'd like to explore with you. Because you know, we are talking about the idea of healing and curing and energetic balancing. You asked two different questions. And the first question, I think, is this something we really want to know? And do we actually believe that this is something that will, will provide a remedy for a sustainability of our lives? And, you know, I separate the two questions because a lot of times we don't want to know.
Well, you keep saying we, and yet it begins with you. We, each of us, must make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wish to know what you need to heal? Because you do know it. You absolutely know it. You know, it's kind of like that riddle of chaos theory.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, the theory is very simple. There ain't no chaos. Everything is in order. Okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's got a little caveat attached to it. It is all in order, but can you perceive the order? Now, I know Jesus and Buddha could perceive the order. Because when they say things like being in the oneness, it means that their hologram contains everyone and everything in the universe. Anything that exists outside of your perception, outside of your holographic perspective, looks pretty chaotic. It looks almost nuts. And if you look at the world and you can't perceive the order of what's happening, it doesn't look like, it looks pretty chaotic to me. But as I said, I'm a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working. I'll get there. I just can't tell you when. That's the 100th monkey theory. I'll recognize him. I just don't know his name yet.
Well, and this is something that you said earlier about the AIM energetic balancing program and about the fact that it helps each of us heal ourselves. And so with that question in mind, when we look at healing ourselves, and we're looking at this not with a pill, potion, or lotion, but we're looking this with the looking at this with the power within. And you know, I wanted to ask you: there have been hundreds of people that have come to you for this, and many of the people listening to the show are asking, "How can I be part of this?" Has there ever been, Stephen, anyone that has showed up on your doorstep that you were not able to help?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but that doesn't mean they can't heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That simply means that when I look, let me revise that, Pat. I don't mean necessarily that we were unable to help them in healing themselves. But if I find a frequency that gives me any uncertainty, say I'll say you are energetically uncertain as we evaluate you, which means we are not absolutely positive that you can heal whatever you need to heal. And this is not common. It's rare. It's more rare all the time because the program becomes so much more powerful. But on the other hand, a half-truth is simply a lie. And that's how he got in this position in the first place. So if that's the case, we say so. It's very rare. When it happens, we tell a facilitator, and we tell them, you know, we must let you know this ahead of time. And that's the worst job in the organization. But it doesn't happen very often. So I'm very, very cautious about that. I look very carefully to see, is there any reason for me to doubt this person can use this technology to help him heal himself? And on the rare occasions when I find it, we, as a point of honor, are compelled to say that.
Well,
thank God we don't say it very often.
It's all about me being ready to step up to the plate in many aspects of my life, and being open to the power that I do have inside. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Stephen Lewis, but I want to make sure everyone has more information. You know, Stephen, I said before that the autism program, you have offered this free. It's a free autism program, and I want to make sure that everyone out there has the information for this. The website is energeticmatrix.com. That's www.energeticmatrix.com, or you can call 877-500-3622. 877-500-3622, and the folks there will be able to tell you more about AIM, about energetic balancing, and how you can become involved in the program. And so I'm here with my special guest today, Stephen Lewis. The book that Stephen has written is Sanctuary, co-written, Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. When we return, we're going to be talking more about the AIM program and how you can get involved. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Diets and drugs only address symptoms of ill health rather than providing solutions to the problems, such as weight gain and chronic pain. Spending just 30 minutes in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn 600 calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain. If you're tired of quick fixes that don't work, consider the long-term solution. Detox America's portable far infrared sauna. Call 888-338-6987 or visit detoxamerica.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of being sick? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to hear Donna Eden, the world's most joyous and sought-after spokesperson for alternative medicine. Share how you can shift your energies to create health and vitality using quick and easy techniques. Donna Eden, author of the classic book, Energy Medicine, has upcoming workshops in Seattle, San Francisco, San Diego, and Los Angeles. For more information and to receive a special discount on her classic book and DVD, visit DonnaEden.com.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes. In his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life, Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality? To wake up feeling clear and refreshed? To live without allergies? More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to welcome you to the show and introduce you again to my guest, Stephen Lewis. He is the co-author of the book Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, as well as is absolutely incredibly committed to helping you, to helping me understand the healing power we have. He is the developer of the AIM program of energetic balancing, and we're talking about that and much more today. You know, Stephen, again, thank you so much for joining the show today. This is really where each of us gets to be at that place, a crossroads, where we decide whether we're going to step forward and take action. And first of all, thank you for that free autism program. So any of you out there that has either autistic children or knows of people, please pass out the information, the phone number 877-500-3622, and connect with the website energeticmatrix.com. You know, let's talk about the AIM program and your latest research, Stephen, because there are people out there thinking, okay, we've talked about this incredible energetic balancing program, and I know it's out there, and I know I'm hearing Stephen talk about it, but what do I do next? How do I get started?
Well, I think, you know, if you just call up the toll-free number, that's 877-500-3622, which is EMC squared, by the way, and they'll put you in touch with us or with somebody in your area who will not try and force you, not try and persuade you. They'll just answer questions if you have them. And that's, I've said it over and over again, Pat. I think that's critically important because you must reach a decision on your own that you believe and you want to heal yourself. And you can, but it's you who must reach that decision. I know you can heal anything. I'm aware of it. I mean, at this point, we have thousands of letters from people saying, I don't believe it, it's a miracle. Well, they're right. Believe in the miracle. It is a miracle, but that miracle isn't me. I'm not a miracle. EMC squared is not a miracle. The miracle is the miracle. We are simply custodians of a miracle. I serve a miracle. And as I said in the beginning of the show, I'm very well rewarded for it in every way. I mean, to be able to help thousands of people heal themselves gives my life such a incredible meaning that I can't even, words fail me about how blessed I believe I am.
Well, I can only imagine what it's like for you to see how people transform right in front of your very eyes, really.
Precisely. And my research, I mean, you know, I was going to retire about 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I got a very clear-cut message. Forget it, sucker. You're never going to retire.
I think I'm getting that same message.
And, you know, and I think that's absolutely true. I mean, within the past month, for example, I think I found the frequency of what I consider to be what Wilhelm Reich called the cancer biopathy, which is what frequencies allow cancer to grow, to flourish in your body. And they're eminently healable. There are two of them that come together. They're found hereditarily. And they're gone in everyone on AIM now who's been on AIM for a sufficient time, which is a year. You can't be on AIM for less than a year because I'm not going to invite failure. It takes a year. It takes the time it takes. And that they're gone now and so on and so on. And, you know, it's just so much that we're doing. My research to me is what I do best. Others speak better than I do. You know, I'll never be able to be a public speaker at the level of Michael Beckwith or Wayne Dyer. I don't believe so. But I'm needed to do what I do. When I had a man, James Arthur Ray, who's a pretty well-known speaker, came into my office, and I showed him what I found in him. And he said, so is all the work I've been doing, is it pointless? I said, no. But in your path of consciousness, you skipped some steps. We all have. That's why Michael Beckwith came into your life and said, go see Steve. And that's why you're here, because I've skipped steps. We are not supposed to imitate each other. We're supposed to be synergistic. We're supposed to do what we do and support each other, help each other fill in the gaps in the path, the steps we skipped. Because you must. Recapitulation is progress.
Well, I mean, we look at our lives every day. I know I look at mine every single day. And whether it's starting out with the meditation, and, you know, I have my own form of meditation, or it's starting out in looking at what's mine to do for the day. But I'm not sure that I start my day in the way that you're referring to, because I think at some level I may take my health for granted.
Well, I take mine for granted also, but I also am, I'm a firm believer in being conscious of who and what I am, and in that sense, I don't, because I know everything about me. It is up to me to perceive what about me needs to be more conscious, needs to be changed. You know, when I was a kid growing up, my parents used to say to me, I was kind of a prodigy, Steve, do what you got to do quickly. We don't live very long. That's a hell of a thing to say to a kid. But, you know, I wondered why they bred. I know now. This is my work. And this is why it happened. And it taught me that I had to come to understand something that can only be called healing, which is consciousness. It taught me that. And it took me a long time to learn that. You know, I was doing work mathematically on the holographic principle, and at the same time, I heard about aborigines and indigenous people wouldn't let you take their picture because they thought you would have their power of some
uh-huh.
way.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt they were superstitious, and I had transcended that. They were living the holographic principle that I was ostensibly working on, and I didn't get it. Well, I've lost any sense of superiority about that, I assure you.
You know, Stephen, I mean, this is as you said, all of us, I think, are works in progress and in process. And a part of understanding energetic balancing and healing is such an important part to our future. This has been a great conversation with you. I want to make sure that we give out the website again, energeticmatrix.com. In closing the show, Stephen, again, I want to thank you for joining us here. And I wanted to ask you, what is your personal message for everyone today?
Well, there's a bunch of them, Pat, but I can just say this. We are all connected to each other. We should perceive that connection, because consciousness is perceiving you are connected to everything and everyone. And the other message is, if everything is energy shaped by consciousness, anything is possible. There is nothing about you you cannot change. There are no limitations.
Thank you so much for joining the show today, Stephen. What a great conversation. Again, the number is 877-500-3622. Find out more about the AIM Energetic Balancing Program and also connect with the folks over there. And Stephen, again, thank you so much for joining us today. Where can people get copies of the book Sanctuary?
Oh, anywhere. You know, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. Any books, you can get anywhere now.
Thank you all so much. Thank you, Stephen Lewis, for joining the show today. Thank you, everyone out there. Stay tuned. Next week, we will be announcing Dr. Pat's Green Christmas Challenge. Stay tuned, everyone. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week.
Let's go.